I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
This week, we're going to be reverse searing a prime rib roast.
Let's do this.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
There are many popular dishes to serve during the holidays, but prime rib roast seems to be the one that most people crave. The reason seems to be that prime rib is a pricey piece of meat that has been disappearing from restaurant menus, so it just isn't as prevalent as it once was.
But there's another thing keeping it off our holiday dinner tables. People are afraid they'll screw up this pricey piece of meat. Well, we are here to help ease those fears. There really aren't any secrets to great prime rib. Well, there is one. Go get a good instant read thermometer, and make sure you cook it to the exact temperature you want, which we'll cover in our recipe.
But first, a little background on prime rib. Prime rib, or standing rib roast as it's also known, is cut from the 6th through the 12th bone of the ribs, which means that a full prime rib will have 7 bones. This is the best section of the upper ribs of the cow, which is where it gets its name. The opposite ends of the cut are the loin end rib roast, or first cut, which is, believe it or not, actually even more expensive than prime rib. And then you have the chuck end rib roast, or the second cut, which is a fattier and cheaper cut.
Many assume that, given its name, a prime rib roast is always prime beef. But that is not the case. Prime rib may be choice or even select grade in some cases, so make sure when you're purchasing that you specify that you want a prime grade cut. This will ensure that you will have the best end product possible.
If you were to slice a prime rib before cooking it whole, you would end up with ribeye steaks, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but when you really want to impress, cooking a prime rib whole is the way to go. Now, unlike a lot of things we cover on this show, prime rib doesn't have a specific history. Being the best portion of one of the 9 primal cuts of a cow, it has essentially been around as long as we've been butchering meat. There is one piece of prime rib history that I do find incredibly interesting. Lowry's The Prime Rib was opened in 1938 in Beverly Hills. Now, this restaurant is unique in that for nearly 80 years, the only thing it has really served is standing rib roast carved at the table. Now, over the years, they have added vegetarian dishes as well as lobster, but what people really go there for is prime rib. And Lowry's is one of the few restaurants still standing that makes this cut the centerpiece of the entire experience. This is the perfect time to get into our recipe. Let's cut out to Chef Tom on the ATBBQ Teaching Kitchen Patio and get started.
All right, so here we are in our test kitchen, and we have a nice big boneless prime rib roast. It's about 15 pounds. And this one has come with the fat cap on, but we've taken most of that off. And you might see this in a variety of different ways, but this particular one, we have a nice big fat cap on it. And that's fine, but we're not going to cook with that fat cap on just because it prohibits the smoke from really penetrating into this roast. And also, we can't get any rub on that surface. We want to be able to get rub all over the surface of the meat so that that flavor is all around this roast. So what I've done is I've taken off a good layer of fat. Underneath that, you might see some silver skin. It's this real shiny silver white stuff that you're just going to end up chewing on in the end, so it's best to go ahead and take that off now. All right, now that this roast is all trimmed up, we're going to go ahead and season it. I'm just going to put a thin layer of oil across all of the surfaces of the meat. Not too thick, it's just to give the rub something to bind to. Now we've mixed up our rub, and of course, as always, we have a recipe for you guys, KMUW.org, and we're just gonna go ahead and cover the surface of this roast in the rub. Now we can be fairly liberal with this, because when it comes to the end, we're gonna be slicing steaks out of this to serve individually, so the seasoning is mostly concentrated on the outside. All right, we've got this thing all seasoned up. I'm gonna let it sit for about 5 or 10 minutes so that rub can really tack up to the meat, and then we'll head out to the smoker to begin the reverse searing process. All right, we're placing our prime rib roast on the smoker at 250 degrees. And we're gonna let it take on smoke probably for about 3 hours when it reaches an internal temperature of roughly 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay, so as Tom noted, we're going to reverse sear our prime rib. This technique is one of our favorites, and it isn't just large cuts that we use it on. You'll find us doing a reverse sear on just about everything from strip steaks to pork loin.
The big reason for that is how the reverse sear impacts our final product. By cooking our meat at a lower temperature to start with, it slowly brings up the temperature of the entire cut without quickly cooking the exterior like direct grilling would. This allows us to really control the doneness of the steak by only searing it at the last minute, ensuring a nice crust, but also that the steak won't overcook on the outside so much quicker than it would on the inside, which leads to that gray gradient effect you see on direct grilled steaks and other meats.
So now that our prime rib has been smoking for 3 hours, let's check the internal temp and see where it's at.
All right, it's been right around 3 hours and we're sitting at 108 degrees. So I'm gonna go ahead and take this roast off of the smoker and place it in my pan. Now I'm just gonna loosely cover this with foil. And I'm going to turn my grill up to 425 degrees because at this point we want to get a nice crust on the outside. Our grill has come up to temperature, so we can go ahead and uncover our roast and place it back on the grill over the direct heat. Now this part will go much quicker, usually half an hour to an hour, and you're going to reach your target temperature of 120 to 125 degrees internal temperature. Now we are at exactly 122 degrees. This is perfect time to pull this thing off and get it resting. Now I'm putting it back into my pan, once again, covering it loosely with foil. And we're gonna let this thing rest half an hour before we slice into it.
That does it for our prime rib recipe. We hope you enjoyed listening to us cook it as much as we enjoyed eating it.
And don't forget that you can get the full recipe online at kmuw.org.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you have any recipes you'd like us to cook or anything you want covered on the show, email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com. And tune in next time when Chef Tom and I cook up some killer New Year's Eve finger foods.